Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's the 30th of March. And on this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 1533. And we travel to Westminster in London, where Thomas Cranmer was consecrated as the Archbishop of Canterbury. Although the consecration was both valid and licit as far as the Pope was concerned, historians now consider this to be the start of the English Reformation. It was an ecclesial office that he would occupy for the reigns of Henry VIII and his children Edward VI and for a short time Mary I. The appointment had been secured by the family of Anne Boleyn, who was being courted by Henry, who was seeking an annulment from his wife of 16 years, Catherine of Aragon. And when Cranmer's promotion became known in London, it caused great surprise, as Cranmer had previously held only minor positions in the church. Henry VIII personally financed the papal bulls necessary for Cranmer's promotion to Canterbury, and the bulls were easily acquired because the papal nuncio was under orders from Rome to please the English in an effort to prevent a final breach. Cranmer was consecrated as bishop on the 30th of March in St. Stephen's Chapel in the Old Palace of Westminster by John Longland, who was the Bishop of Lincoln, John Vesey, who was the Bishop of Exeter, and Henry Standish, the Bishop of St. Asaph. He would be succeeded by Cardinal Pole as the last Roman Catholic Archbishop of Canterbury. Under Henry's rule, Cranmer did not make many radical changes in the church. But when his son Edward came to the throne, he was able to promote major reforms. He wrote and compiled the first two editions of the Book of Common Prayer, which was a complete liturgy for the English Church, and with the assistance of several continental reformers to whom he had given refuge, he changed doctrine or discipline in areas such as Eucharist, clerical celibacy, the role of images in the place of worship, and the veneration of saints. However, the climate dramatically changed after the ascension to the throne of Henry's daughter, the Catholic Mary. Cranmer was put on trial for treason and heresy and imprisoned for over 2 years. He made several recantations and apparently reconciled himself with the Catholic Church. And while this normally would have absolved him, Mary wanted him executed. And on the day of his execution, he withdrew his recantations to die a heretic to Catholics and a martyr for the principles of the English Reformation. During Cranmer's tenure as the Archbishop of Canterbury, he was responsible for establishing the first doctrinal and liturgical structures of the Reformed Church of England. At the age of 14, Cranmer was sent to the newly created Jesus College, Cambridge. It took him 8 years to reach his Bachelor of Arts degree, following a curriculum of logic, classical literature and philosophy. During this time, he began to collect medieval scholastic books, which he preserved faithfully throughout his life. For his master's degree, he studied the humanist Erasmus. See the podcast of February the 1st. He finished the course in 3 years and shortly after received his Master's of Arts degree and was elected to a fellowship of Jesus College. And he married a woman named Joan. Although he was not yet a priest, because of the marriage, he was forced to forfeit his fellowship. And this resulted in the loss of his residence at Jesus College. To support himself and his wife, he took a job as a reader at Buckingham Hall. But sadly, Joan died during her first childbirth. And Jesus College showed its regard for Cranmer by reinstating his fellowship. He began studying theology and by 1520 he had been ordained, the university already having named him as one of their preachers. Not much is known about his thoughts and experiences during his 3 decades in Cambridge, but a study of his marginalia reveals an early antipathy to Martin Luther and an admiration for Erasmus. In mid-1529, Cranmer stayed with relatives in Waltham Holy Cross to avoid an outbreak of the plague in Cambridge. He came to the attention of Henry VIII, who was staying nearby, and the king and his councillors found Cranmer a willing advocate for Henry's desired divorce from Catherine of Aragon. He helped build the case for the annulment of the marriage, which would become one of the causes of the separation of the English Church from the union with the Holy See. Cranmer was appointed the resident ambassador at the court of the Holy Roman Emperor, Charles V. And as the emperor travelled throughout his realm, Cranmer had to follow him to his residence in Regensburg. He passed through the Lutheran city of Nuremberg and saw for the first time the effects of the Reformation. Here he met Margaret Osiander, the niece of a Lutheran reformer whom he married. And while Cranmer was following Charles through Italy, he received a royal letter dated the 1st of October 1532, which informed him that he had been appointed the new Archbishop of Canterbury, following the death of Archbishop William Warham. Visit our website for more information at www.pogp.net. And if you'd like to respond directly, then email the show on pogppod@gmail.com. Have a lovely day wherever you are, and thanks for listening.